Just Clay.
Welcome to Just Clay with, you guessed it, Clay Daly.
Hello, good day. Welcome to Just Clay. This is the podcast where I get to vent about anything. It is wide open. Any topics are free range here. The other podcasts I do, Cybercast, which is my first and perhaps main podcast, is a technology and music podcast. We discuss technology news and we discuss music, a great segment called The Music Corner with Tosh. So if you do like that sort of thing, head on over to cybercast.com. That's cybrcast.com. The other podcasts I do, Bubble Sort and Bubble Sort TV. Bubble Sort is also a technology podcast. And Bubble Sort TV, you guessed it, it's discussions of TV shows. We sort of watch TV shows, discuss the TV shows, and it's a lot of fun. So go on over to bubblesort.show and TV, bubblesort.show. The other podcast is a photography podcast. It's called Through My Lens, which is a solo podcast. The other ones are Bubble Sort is done with John, Gigi, and Vic Hudson. Bubble Sort TV is done with the three of us. Mainly, it's Vic Hudson and I. We have Ronnie Lutz and Scott Wilsey as well on there. We actually had one episode with Kelly Gumont. But yeah, so that is what we have over there. We have Cybercast with Dick Daly, my brother, Ty Pollock, my cousin, and Tosh Pollock, my other cousin. That show is a lot of fun as well. And Through My Lens, which is my solo podcast, usually covering photography, not tech-related, even though perhaps someday I will go into more technical things. It's kind of more abstract. Abstracted away from the technology side of things. And then also, guess what? Oh, I'm not sure what I was thinking, but I have a podcast called Harmless, which, you guessed it, covers ways for us to harm less. The last episode, which is actually also the first episode, was about sort of veganism, not delving deeply into it, but sort of surface level talking about veganism. And yeah, you know, I am not anti-vegan. I'm pro-vegan. As a matter of fact, I am vegan or plant-based or human, whatever you'd like to call me. But yeah, this podcast, Just Clay, is just Clay being able to rant about whatever. So one of the podcasts that I'm on, okay, again, is Bubble Sort TV. We discussed the latest series of Doctor Who, and the latest Doctor Who is Jodie Whittaker. I think she actually was a great doctor, but if you read the online comments, wow, people are not happy. And a lot of people, I think, are not happy because they're used to their doctor being a male. And that's what they're used to. And so they are not going to give Jodie Whittaker, the first woman doctor in 53 years, I believe, of that show existing, they are not willing to give her a chance. Now, I might have some issues with the current run of the show myself, but it has nothing to do with the fact that the doctor is a woman. A lot of it actually has to do with the fact that the showrunner, Chibnall, is not exactly the first person I would have chosen for showrunner. Because if you were to look back at previous episodes of Doctor Who written by Chibnall, they were not my favorites. Really were not my favorites. And I'm talking about Chris Chibnall, the showrunner of the current Doctor Who. Chibnall also did, he did Broadchurch, which Jodie Whittaker was a part of, which I enjoyed Broadchurch immensely. He did a good job doing Broadchurch. He also wrote for Torchwood, which again, another great show. He also wrote for basically different episodes of Doctor Who prior to the season that he currently is writing for. So if you have watched previous episodes of Doctor Who where he wrote, I think it was in 2007 he wrote, let me look it up, real time follow up. In 2007 he wrote 42, then he wrote in 2010 The Hungry Earth and Cold Blood, and then, oh my gosh, Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. Need I say more? So my problem are not with Amy, Jodie Whittaker. My problem, I think, with this current season of Doctor Who is that it was written by Chibnall. That actually is my biggest problem with the season. He took this show on a sort of social commentary ride that, yeah, I guess most people are not aware, maybe, I quotation marks here, because I know everyone is aware of the social issues we're dealing with these days. He did an episode of Rosa Parks. It's called Rosa. Oh my gosh, I honestly wish he had not done it. My co-host did not have a problem with it. I saw so many problems with it. I just think that Doctor Who is not a place for this sort of activism that he's portraying with the plot, with the story. It was kind of weak, and I love that he did not mess with Rosa Parks' actual story, her real life story of sacrifice that she has given to her community and to just our nation as a whole. I don't know. Something about that episode just didn't do it for me. You know, actually tweet at me, CW Daily. Let me know. Maybe you were one of the people who watched Doctor Who and loved Rosa. And actually, if you didn't love it, just let me know. But yeah, I mean, it was an okay story. I think the problem that I'm having with this current season is that I'm actually now rewatching Doctor Who. And I've watched Doctor Who, you know, since the reboot a couple of times, but I'm rewatching it again and watching the story of the reboot versus the current story. The current story is really surface level storytelling. There's nothing quite deep about it. Now he sort of went after deeper topics, but he did it in such a shallow manner that I think people who are not really fully awake won't notice the topics being sort of, you know, brought up. And at the same time, people who are more awake will realize that why even bother attempting to do these things when it's not deep enough. Like, I think if he wanted to do this, he could do a story that has a wider arch over multiple episodes, rather than saying, okay, we're going to tackle Rosa, and then that episode is done, and we stop with Rosa showing that she can stand up against this oppression, and we stop there, and then we go on to another episode of showing you how the big bad Amazon, well, kerblam, but really, it's Amazon. It's basically everything that I imagine Chibnall is sort of against being brought up in these episodes. I think it was like 10 episodes, and it was just a poorly written season. The best part of the whole season, the whole series for me, was the New Year's special. To me, that was like the first time I saw the Doctor being the Doctor. Now, maybe that first series for Chibnall and the Doctor were sort of an introduction to each other, even though they have written and worked together on Broadchurch. Okay, I get it. But the handshake, let's say the handshake between the two of them, was a long one. It was a whole series engagement. And we saw some brilliance from the Doctor in the New Year special. There was a moment where the doctor says, you know, no spoilers. So if you haven't seen it yet, just skip like a half a minute. There was this, I'm going to say it really fast. So skip a half a minute from now. So there was a moment where the doctor says, oh my gosh, it's like Dalek DNA or something like that. The look on her face, that look was the doctor. And that's what I wanted to see the whole season. I didn't see it until this moment. Okay, spoiler done. This season to me was sort of not great. Not bad. I'm not going to say it was bad, but it just wasn't great. It didn't hit the mark. It really didn't. Now, again, my co-host, Vic Hudson, he didn't have a problem with it. He actually enjoyed it immensely. And he remembers, I told him to go back and rewatch, you know, older Doctor Who's, but he remembers them, he says. So I would say for him, it wasn't a problem. We had a listener. Yes, listener, Marvelous Mrs. B, who was in more agreement with me. And so, and I believe the listener also is rewatching. So I think that people who probably will rewatch after watching this season will see that Chibnall is really just a surface level kind of writer. So maybe Chibnall needs more people writing under him, but not just like one-off episodes, just like more people writing under him as co-writers or as full writers and just having him be the showrunner. That I think would maybe make for a better season. Okay, let me stop ranting about Doctor Who. I'm pretty sure Vic Hudson is probably throwing his sneaker at his Amazon Echo, because I guess he's listening to the podcast on Amazon Echo. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding, Vic. Yeah, so Just Clay is going to be the space where Clay gets to vent about stuff. About just this is my venting journal. I'm not gonna go full negative here. I really am trying to find a way not to be negative in my everyday life, and so I shouldn't bring negativity to this podcast as well. I really shouldn't. And actually, my online engagements have actually been better in the last couple of days. Yes, days. I said that, days. Since I kind of largely ignore most people online now. I'm kind of following the Scott model of, you know, just don't really pay attention to the social networks, the apps like Twitter, and I don't really use Facebook. I mean, I'm on Facebook, but I don't really use it. I'm not going as far as him and turning off notifications. I do get my notifications because I kind of want to be able to respond to people more real time when they talk to me about the stuff I produce. I know that's unrealistic, but I'm not popular enough, so it works for now. Yeah, I said for now. So if I do become more famous and I don't respond right away, please don't hold it against me. Pretty sure all these people with their inboxes full of people demanding their attention isn't something that's quite enjoyable, I would imagine. But yeah, I think the way to enjoy online and you know, online relationships and projects that you're creating, the best way to do that is to sort of have your circle, have it be as tight-knit as possible. Just aim to have people in your circle who are positive towards you and your goal. You know, I have in my inner circle of people who I actually sort of trust and want to work with are, you know, people like Vic Hudson, Scott Wilsey, Ronnie Lutz, John Chigi, Clay, of course, myself, of course, Dick Daly, Ty Pollock, Tosh Pollock, Chris Leon, who does that Your Music Radio podcast. Well, it's basically a podcast, but it's on Mixcloud. Also, Ant Pruitt, who is another person who is extremely, extremely generous. He's actually doing a podcast with Phoebe Pruitt, and the pilot was quite enjoyable. People should go check that out. You know, it's people like that who you basically know that they're not just emotional vampires wanting to just use your energy to to elevate their own status. They're basically here to engage and create something together. All those people that I just named are like people I trust who I say, you know what, we may have disagreements, but the disagreements are something that probably will create stronger relationships. You can't just be in a group of yes men and women. And I realize I just named nothing but men, but I don't think a lot of women would probably want to be sort of reached out to online. Kind of comes across as creepy, I guess, if you reach out to women and say, hey, I'd like to collaborate with you, because a lot of guys just are creepy towards women. And so if I were a woman, I could imagine I wouldn't want to have a rando guy just reaching out to me and saying, hey, I love what you're doing, let's collaborate, let's do something together. So I do hope in the future to be able to do projects with women and not have it be creepy. But for now, I don't have any women who are in my tight-knit inner circle of creatives. Actually, you know, I actually spoke too soon. Sydney Blake from, well, the former co-host of Shutter Time with Cinemac. I actually would love to collaborate with her. And she seems like the kind of person who I could definitely reach out to for a positive interaction. I speak to her via DMs on Twitter all the time, and she's very cool. And so I spoke too soon. There are a few women out there that I could reach out to, and definitely Sydney Blake is one of them. But yeah, you know, this podcast is it's the ranting space. So I understand if most people are not going to listen to this. I have many other podcasts where I don't go quite so ranty. And I would love for you to listen to any of them. Heck, listen to all of them. But if this one doesn't make the cut, I do understand. So currently we have CES going on. And I have noticed that Kodak is at it again. I mean, seriously, when is Kodak going to give up? Not the film division here. I believe this is just the Kodak in name only division, where they have an instant camera that they are putting out or trying to put out. I just don't get it. I really don't get it. Weren't they supposed to be releasing a couple of years ago Super 8 camera? And that still hasn't come to fruition? The Super 8 cam, right? That was like 3 years ago. And now they're basically coming out with other cameras now and printers. These Zink, Z-I or Z-I-N-K cameras, which use not one of these instant films like the Polaroid original or Fuji. It doesn't have the little developer pods at the bottom. It basically is heat activated photosensitive paper, I believe. And so Kodak is at it again. Really, they just don't give up. They really don't. Now Kodak actually came out again with discontinued the T-Max P3200, and they came out with that again, which I'm really happy about. So in the film department, they're doing good. But in the let's try to make a Super 8 cam, or let's do this Zinc printer cam stuff, I don't think they're doing that good. I think they could do much better by just saying, you know, we're not that good at doing products. Let's stick to film and let's find a way to get our our name back from all of these Chinese companies that have bought our name. And let's try to build this company up to be something great again. I mean, Kodak. Could you imagine Kodak? That was like a name that everyone in the photography world held in high regards. And now it's sort of one of these names that mean nothing. I mean, think about like Sharp, also a name that's gone by the wayside. They just came out with one of these video cameras. And what does that mean? It's not Sharp the company that we knew. Okay, they came out with an 8K micro four-thirds camera. 8K. But is this like Sharp, the company that, you know, are from our, you know, time past, the history, the old school Sharp, or is this like some name, some Sharp in name only company? Because I've seen a few Micro Four Thirds cameras made by non Panasonic or non Olympus, and they were horrendous in terms of quality. So if this Sharp camera is again another one of these, you know, Sharp and name only type of camera companies, I don't know. I mean, we have to start somewhere. I agree. A lot of these companies become bigger from little startups, but a lot of times I think a company would do better by trying to be a startup with a unique name than rather than a name that meant something in the past. Because a lot of times when they buy these names and reuse them, they just don't seem to do so well. What do you think? I mean, am I wrong here? I just feel like it just doesn't do as well when they're sort of a rebranded Chinese knockoff company using a brilliant name, a name from our past. You know, I don't know. So what are you excited for in CES 2019? Yeah, please tweet at me. Let me know what people are excited about. Alrighty, enough ranting. The intro and outro music for this episode it's called Space. Yeah, that's right, Space. And the creator is Andy G. Cohen. Outro, Space. Intro, Space. The link for his music is in the show notes. Thanks for joining me on this ranty journey of Just Clay. Ciao.